Bill Flores joins us from D.C. this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Things are a little bit quiet in Capitol Hill this week.
Well, they are. Most of us got out of town last Tuesday, and I actually got about noon on Wednesday before the big snowstorm hit. And actually, right now, I'm outside the Hilton waiting to go into the Habitat for Humanity breakfast.
Oh, okay. So you're in the district. You're not, you're not in D.C. right now. So,
no, it's been a crazy schedule since I got back on Wednesday.
It is. So now, what awaits you then when you get back?
Well, there's not a lot to do of a critical nature. Let me walk through what some of those are. I'd break it into two pieces, what I call governing activities and then some security activities. In terms of governing activities, we need to pass a budget, which we should get done before the end of March. We also need to go into the appropriations process and pass the appropriations bill to fund the government beginning October the 1st. Those are kind of the key things. We need to reauthorize the Intelligence Act, and in light of the NSA revelations, we've got a lot of work to do there. In terms of security agenda, there's two things there. One is the intelligence activities I talked about. The second thing, and not a lot of people realize this yet, is that Snowden stole almost 1.8 million documents from all of the sensitive computer systems in the federal government. And we assume that foreign powers have those now, and it gives away the keys to the store from a national security perspective. And so we need to work rapidly in Congress to give the military and our intelligence agencies the tools to rebuild those things which are now compromised. So that will take a significant amount of work.
You know, one of the things that retooling is obviously important, but one of the things that has happened in agency after agency within the government is they've lagged behind when it came to security and technology anyway.
Well, yes, I'd say on some areas of the government, I mean, particularly you look at Health and Human Services, that's a disaster when it comes to security of technology resources. I will say our security resources on the defense and security side have been pretty good. But Snowden was given top-level clearance, and so he had access to all the keys to the store, if you will. And so I'd say this was a really unique set of circumstances where he was able to steal, you know, almost 2 million documents.
Sure. Bill Flores joining us this morning from In the District. We were reading a story this morning having to do with the number of military families that are actually having to use food stamps to make ends meet. And while the growth hasn't been that much in the last year, comparing numbers in 2007 to 2013, $24 million in food stamps in 2007, $103 million last year. It seems unfortunate that military families have to use food stamps to be able to make ends meet. Your thoughts?
Well, I have to agree, and that's an area that we need to look at in terms of military pay and benefits to determine whether or not, you know, entry-level folks in the military are receiving an appropriate compensation. I mean, you hate to see these folks on food stamps. Now, there are other components we have to look at, too. I mean, under President Obama, the rules to get on food stamps were greatly reduced, and there are some people, I mean, there are millions of able-bodied Americans that are on food stamps that should not be and would not have been under the rules as they're written. So I don't think that applies to the military, but it's something we need to look at to make sure that the taxpayers who are paying for this program are getting a fair shake, too. So, again, there's two parts of it. Let's make sure we're taking care of the military appropriately, and secondly, let's make sure the food stamp program overall is not being abused.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.